After about 4 hours, firefighters have knocked down a fire at Rice's Market in 763 North Main Street in Brockton. Heavy fire broke out at around 4:45 this morning with flames shooting through the roof. A third alarm was quickly struck afterwards at about 5. Firefighters were ordered to evacuate the building at about 5:10 this morning and continued dousing the flames from outside. Large mutual aid response included fire crews from Stoughton, Whitman, Abington, and Easton. The building is a complete loss. No injuries have been reported, and the cause of that fire is under investigation. Well, as we are focusing on Brockton, it is a city that is continuing to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. And joining us this afternoon to discuss this is Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, as always, thank you so much. And I just wanted to let you know that, thankfully, there were no injuries. It was a three-alarm fire. Total loss, and it has actually been in the process of being taken down right now at 763 North Main Street, the old former Rice's Market. So thank you for reporting that. And in terms of COVID, we have lost, since I spoke to you last, we've lost more residents to this deadly virus. We're at 308 deaths. Current cases, 483 current active positive cases of 483 residents are dealing with positive cases. And total cases now are up to 5,644, Dan. So we're all hands on deck, as I keep saying, and we're working extremely diligent. And it's a daunting task, but through the leadership of the health providers working with me on a daily basis, you know, we're going to continue our efforts to try to really navigate this deadly virus.
And the city still remains with a red rating. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, late last week, the red classifications, the different colored-coded classifications were changed. But regardless, Brockton is still in a deep red classification. And we had a three-hour school committee meeting on Tuesday night, a subcommittee, policy subcommittee. Our original vote was to have the boys and girls in the Brockton Public School do remote 100% for the first term. First term actually expires on the 19th of this month. So we took another vote the other night in subcommittee, passed it on to next week's full school committee meeting, where we'll continue to stay remote through December 23rd, which would be the day that the holiday break would start. And again, every 2 weeks, we're going to have Dr. Herman come in, our medical consultant, to give us the metrics and the statistics and the data.
Now, I wanted to ask you about schools, because I know the governor is trying to get the kids back into classrooms. Have you been speaking with state officials regarding the city's plans with this?
I have been, and I know that Superintendent of Schools Mike Thomas is speaking with Commissioner Riley on a regular basis, and Superintendent and I have a daily conversation as well, standing time. So, it's a situation where we would love to get the kids. I'd like to get my own kids, my three kids that are at home doing remote. I'd like to get them in the classroom and get back to some normalcy and, you know, get back to the way that we are all educated. But we're just not there yet. We need to have a safe, healthy environment for the students, the educators, and everybody that works in the school system. So we're not there yet. I'm still talking on a regular basis with all other elected officials. I actually did something this week. I did a Zoom, and I invited every town manager, town administrator that directly abuts the city of Brockton. And we did best practices to talk about COVID and what they're doing in, say, Abington or Avon may work here in Brockton or vice versa. And it was extremely successful. We're going to continue doing it every month now.
Now, I did want to ask you, we're seeing the beginnings of what many people think are that second surge. Is the city ready to handle that?
We are. I mean, you know, we forecasted this. I mean, everybody knew there'd be a second surge. And if this is it, you know, we are ready, willing, and able to address it like we have been. The scary thing is we're starting to see more sick people going to the hospital, which is not really something that we want to see. So the death count is rising. But we are, you know, made the preparations, and we continue to make the preparations. We're still doing the testing outside of Brockton High School and over at Massasoit Community Conference Center as well. So we're going to continue our efforts, educating and reiterating best practices. And on a brighter note, we will be having at 12:15 today, just in a couple minutes, the county officials and the county treasurers coming to Brockton. We're going to be getting a CARES Act check ceremony, $7 million. And that $7 million, Dan, is reimbursement for all the laptops that we bought on the school side so that we can be a one-to-one school district. So every boy and girl has a laptop. That's a student in Brockton Public Schools. And the county officials are coming to Brockton just a short time to give us that check. So that's greatly appreciated.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day and stay safe, Dan.
Thank you.